Hello and welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. I'm Alicia, and I wanted to talk about three different types of attention worth cultivating. So there are, well, I'll just outline them first, and then I'll discuss them a little bit more in depth and better at some of them than others. One of them is deep focus. So this is where you are able to tune out all distractions and really get entirely with the thing of the moment, whatever it is, it happens to be. So if you need to write a paper, or you need to plan a video, or write a blog post, or whatever it is that you happen to do, plow through like a whole bunch of emails in 30 minutes. It's the ability to do something deeply, which means that you're going to be so efficient. So if you wanted to write a paper, then, let's just assume it's a really, really short paper. If you had no distractions and you really got into it, it might take you 2 hours. But if you do a little here and then like get up and talk to someone, do a little there, then like go browse the internet, it might take a really long time because you're constantly switching out of that focus mode. And you're only kind of getting into it on a superficial level. So it might take, twice as much time or even more. So being able to cultivate deep focus on the task at hand is really important. And on the exact opposite end of that, so this is the second thing, is the ability to cultivate what Chris Bailey, who has written about productivity, I'm listening to a book of his right now called Hyperfocus. So hence the topic of conversation, but he calls it scatter focus. So scatter focus is basically the opposite of deep focus. It's where you kind of just let your mind wander. You're not really thinking about any one thing in particular. And for some type A personalities, this is actually a hard state to get into because there's always this idea that all the time of one's day must be filled and like packed with things. And I'm guilty of this because I have a pretty busy life. I run a business. My kid's going to preschool, but I'm mostly home with her and all my creative projects and everything. So I feel like if I don't get every morsel of time portioned out, then I'm not going to be able to do all the things that I want to do. So scatter focus is basically just, allowing your mind to roam. So it could be something as simple as, and I was experimenting with this, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in a minute, just sitting down with a notebook for 15 minutes and not thinking about anything in particular, not trying to brainstorm, I'm not trying to get into a topic or anything. I'm just sitting there with a coffee and a notebook, blank page, and if just anything pops into my head that I feel like is worth writing down, then I write it down. And it's just 15 minutes of this unstructured time. And then finally, the third state of attention that's worth cultivating because it helps, it basically feeds the other two states, is a meditative state of attention. So it's sort of similar to deep focus because I feel like with meditation, it's like a weird hybrid of both because you oftentimes with say mindfulness meditation, you're focusing on just one thing, like one very simple and boring thing. So oftentimes it's the feeling of breath going in and out of your body, what it feels like in your nose as the breath passes in and out of your nose. You could like, some people will meditate just thinking about the sensations in their feet or something really obscure or random. But just, it's basically like a very simple single point of focus, something that's usually pretty boring to focus on because that's what allows you to basically train your mind. And maybe some of you are aware of the benefits of meditation. I'm really bad at meditating in the sense that like, I think everyone, unless you're like a professional meditator, what is that, like a monk, is probably pretty bad at meditating because it's hard to sit still, and that's the whole point. I'm just bad at it from a commitment standpoint. I know that it would be good for me. It's kind of like eating broccoli is good for me. Not smoking cigarettes is good for me. Those are things that I already like to do or not do. But with meditating, it's like I know it'd be good for me, and I just resist doing it because the idea of sitting still and doing nothing is difficult. It's difficult. I feel like I'm just jittery, but I know it's good for me because what meditation will do is it will allow me to focus deeper when I'm doing deep focus sessions because it's practice of just recentering, focusing on a singular thing, tuning out distractions, and getting connected to the core, which is all tools that you use when you're doing deep focused work. And it also supports the ability to scatter focus because it gets you more able to resist the urge to always be doing things all the time and always be productive all the time. So just as like I sat down before I made this video to have a little scatter focus session, and I was sitting down with coffee beside me and my notebook in front of me. And I just wrote down like a few random things. I think some of the things that ended up popping in my head this time were, I had a couple of video ideas. I have a whole bunch of work stuff that I have going on this weekend. So I had some logistics related to that. I had a couple insights about just things that I like. So for example, I really like to read, and that's probably obvious to all of you, but it's one of those things that I noticed that when I don't read as much. So this summer, I really didn't read very much. And somehow reading seems connected to like a, I don't know, it just feels very important to me. It's just not necessarily important for everyone, I don't think, but like for me, it seems somehow connected to, I don't want to use a word like purpose because it sounds a little too woo-woo, but something like that. So anyway, I had a few thoughts related to this. And as I was sitting there, it actually reminded me of one huge productivity gain, indirectly, when I had a baby. So when my child was just a little baby, oftentimes I would be putting her down for naps because that's what one does with babies. And there was a lot of like cuddle sessions and things like this with just this tiny person where I couldn't do anything. It's not like I could use my phone or like read anything or like do anything. I'd basically just be like sitting with her in a dark room or whatever it happened to be. So I would have a lot of time in the day when I, like in that first year when she was born, where I'd basically just go into this scatter focus mode, this mode where I wasn't thinking about anything in particular. I wasn't focusing on anything in particular. My mind wandered and it just had this space to breathe. And that was so powerful. Probably had like a good 1-2 hours a day where I was in this state just intermittently. And this state just made me feel like more in command of my own mind. It made me feel like I was sort of reclaiming myself. I was reclaiming my own mind. I wasn't just consuming things all the time, which I think can be really tempting. Even high quality things, if you're consuming things all the time, you are gonna get full, so to speak, not physically maybe, but you know, mentally full. So being able to have that, those gaps where you're not consuming anything, and you're not necessarily creating anything either. You're just sort of being. That was a really good lesson for me and something that is so easy to forget. So as I was sitting there for those 15 minutes feeling like I was wasting time, I only have like a short amount of time in my day where my kid's at preschool and I can hunker down and get some deep focus work done. So I'm sitting on the couch and feeling like, oh, is this like really a good idea? Like I could be doing so many other things. But at the end of it, reminded of the experience that I'd had when my child was just a baby, made me think like, oh, this is really valuable. Like this is a really valuable practice, no matter how busy your life happens to get. And I can see the same argument being made with meditation, even just if you're only able to sit for 5 minutes a day, just like a tiny amount, the daily habit of it, in terms of allowing you to be more present, get more out of life, get more out of the moment, and be more focused when you need to focus. Is how could that not just be an immense gain? So finally, just to finish up, discussion on deep focus. This is something that I'm the most comfortable with, and I've always been pretty good at this, even when I was a kid. So the ability to get completely immersed in a task and get it done really fast, comparatively speaking. So I find for me, I have the best deep focus sessions when I go to a coffee shop. It's something about the ambient noise, something about not being at home around my distractions, or like more accurately, my snacks. Just I just feel centered. So I've started this habit where I'll go to like a coffee shop at kind of weird times, like really early in the morning or late at night. And I'll do it. I've been experimenting with doing it 2 or 3 times a week, and I'll have like a 2-hour block of time, and I'll just try to work on a really important task that's just kind of sitting, something that really needs to be moved forward. And that's hard for me to do in little bits and pieces. So emails, that's something that if I just chip away at it a little bit a day, it doesn't take that much attention or focus. It doesn't need like a big 2-hour block. But something like preparing for a course launch, or you know, planning a series of videos, or just working on moving the needle forward with launching music, these kinds of things can easily take a couple hours. And I find that just, it's huge. By going to the coffee shop, I feel like I get twice as much done that I would at home. And so I try to get, I'm going to start aiming to get like 4 to 5 of these sessions a week, because I feel like, it basically just takes huge advantage of the time that I have, makes the most of the time that I have. And I feel like That allows me to have a lot more time to not be distracted when, you know, I'm doing things with my daughter or I'm out with friends or family or things like that. So three states of attention, well worth cultivating the ability to focus deeply, the ability to scatter your focus sometimes and just drift off, and the ability to meditate in order to fine tune your ability to do both. That's what I've been thinking about. Thank you so much for watching today's video or listening to this podcast if you are over there, and I'll catch you in the next one.